Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
This recording features Karina from Romania, who's preparing for CPE, Certificate of Proficiency in English. In this interview, we looked at the skill of giving spontaneous talks, a task in the CPE speaking paper, and used the topic, Why is Music Important Around the World?, which was taken from the CPE handbook, available from the Cambridge ESOL website. Karina was asked to think about how to structure a spontaneous talk, knowing she would only have seconds to prepare. We looked at Unit 6 of Splendid Speaking, which gives tips on how to structure a spontaneous talk, and in particular, how to use the rule of threes to organise a talk. People often find it easy to remember things in threes, and using this strategy can help both you and your audience. As you listen, decide how well Karina managed to do this, and whether she kept to the 2-minute time limit. It's quite natural that a non-native speaker will find it difficult to talk continuously for 2 minutes on a subject they've had no time to prepare. The result is often a series of errs or stretched final syllables while the student thinks of what to say next. As you listen to Karina, decide whether this is an area for her to focus on. Finally, make a note of Karina's use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback section. Let's listen to Karina.
Music is certainly of a crucial importance for people all around the world, and I'll give you a lot of reasons for this. First of all, it's important because it helps people to relax, to enjoy life. And I'm sure that everyone who has come back home from a very stressful work day has enjoyed listening to music and get a new lease of life. Secondly, it's very important to keep your tradition, and as I am concerned, I used to listen a lot of Romanian folklore and think about how life would be without folklore or tradition. And thirdly, it's very important because music acts like a kind of therapy, and there are a lot of studies showing that people who have listened to music and people who have listened to their favorite songs have recalled a lot of lost memories and succeeded to come back to life and have a normal life. So there are several points, very important points in listening to music. And let's not forget about the young people who always relax and have fun at a disco and charge their batteries after a long night while listening to music.
First of all, a big thank you to Karina for agreeing to be recorded. I'm sure she'd appreciate any comments you'd like to make on her talk. Let's see what feedback we can give her. Starting with the structure of her talk, in addition to a clear introduction and conclusion, Karina did indeed use the rule of three and offered good examples to make each point. She also used signposting words excellently to guide the listener.
First of all, it's important because it helps people to relax. Secondly, it's very important to keep your tradition. And thirdly, it's very important because music acts like a kind of therapy.
What's more, her timing was perfect and she managed to do this just within the time limit. After the interview, we spoke about Karina's tendency to fill pauses with ers and stretched syllables, and we both agreed that this was an area for Karina to look at in future talks. Karina's English was very accurate, and she used some nice expressions such as the following.
Music is certainly of a crucial importance for people all around the world. And let's not forget about the young people.
Finally, can you spot the mistakes in these extracts?
As I am concerned, I used to listen a lot of Romanian folklore.
Did you notice the mistakes? Yes, not as I'm concerned, but as far as I'm concerned. And of course, not listen a lot, but listen to. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Come back soon for another episode of Splendid Speaking. Bye for now. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party. Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.